This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can dial in toll-free here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over waiting for you at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up here tonight, the latest on Facebook's so-called cryptocurrency. Is it crumbling? Looks like some more of their partners have decided they no longer wish to be involved. And we'll tell you about that. Plus, looks like somebody is going to spin off and create Open Libra, which will be an open source free alternative, I guess, or free software, I guess, is the right word.
Does that mean Jack Black is going to create Nacho Libra?
We'll find out. I mean, it's that easy to make cryptocurrencies these days, so we'll see. But that's all on the way here tonight. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. And also, a New Orleans man facing a felony marijuana charge, but apparently they couldn't get the jury to convict him,
nice,
or to at least even take the case or something. We'll tell you about what's going on with that. I just was sent that story not too long before the show started, so it sounded really interesting to me.
My guess is, from what I've seen of it, that they actually said they wouldn't even consider. So many of the jurors said that they wouldn't consider convicting somebody of a marijuana charge.
They couldn't even seat a jury,
much less get a conviction.
So we're going to talk about all that with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian here.
Nobody.
Captain Kickass.
Captain Kickass joining us, special guest spot. Nice to have you back here.
Woohoo!
Thanks for joining us. So, toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. But the big news of the day, of course, is that nobody, you, have announced officially your candidacy for governor of the state of New Hampshire.
Nobody should be your next governor if you're in New Hampshire.
Nobody should be in charge.
Nobody should be in charge. Nobody should run things.
Indeed. Well, this is following right up on the tail end of your mayoral campaign, which was your very first foray, if you will, into a full-on foray. You had attempted to run for, I think, a state rep or senate or something like that in the past, but you were still on probation at the time after your conviction from...
Yeah. I was actually still in jail.
No. There was one time when you tried to run. Remember, we went up to the state house and you were like filling out the form.
That's right. We were going to do that one time before, but I was also...
You were in jail as well, yeah.
I was on the mayor's, or I did sign up to run for mayor when I was in jail as well, because I remember the cooks were amused.
And they rejected that because you were
I was in jail, apparently. Yeah. It would have been a conflict of interest.
It's kind of poetic, though, right? You know, since politicians are basically organized crime, so
exactly,
where better to run a campaign from than
right from the heart of jail? Heart of
yeah, jail. I mean, the thing is, one of my great qualifications for being governor is I've been a gangster and I didn't hurt anybody, so I can do it better than these guys.
So you didn't get through the primary. The official results were, I think, about 2%, just over 2% of the vote.
Two or 2.5, something like that.
Yeah, you got 47 votes in the primary here, while the two major candidates, if you will, the ones that were incumbent city councilors that were running against one another, they were, I think they got over 1,100 votes each. It was almost a tie between those two. It was literally, at first they'd announced it was a tie, and then they updated the votes. I guess they did a recount, and they found an extra two votes for one candidate, and they gave it to him. So, that, of course, this was just a primary. There's a full-on race coming up for mayor, but you're out of the race officially. Somebody could still vote for you with a write-in vote at this point, but you've decided to go ahead and just not wait and just announce your candidacy for governor instead.
I think the governor race is a much better spot for me. It would give me the ability to As mayor, I wouldn't have been able to do anything unilaterally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would have had to somehow get the city council to cooperate with me to accomplish anything, and that was unlikely. As governor, I will be able to directly improve thousands and thousands of lives of New Hampshire citizens and former New Hampshire citizens by pardoning every drug crime in history, every prostitution crime in history, every gambling crime in history in New Hampshire, with the exception of anything that involved violence.
Yeah, that's one of the things that bugged me about my time in Seattle, Washington, was, you know, they pseudo-legalized marijuana there, but yet there's still nonviolent marijuana offenders in jail in the state of Washington. So, like, that makes no sense. If it's now suddenly legal, well, then the first thing you should do before you let anybody sell a thing or the government becomes a partner, because they tax at 50% at every level of the industry, right, the way it's set up. But the first thing you ought to do is let the people out of prison for what is now currently legal.
And I think that's true of any law that you repeal. If you're repealing the law, you should write right into the repeal bill that the people who were convicted of this law are no longer felons.
I don't think they repealed anything. They just wrote new legislation that said this is how the marijuana industry is going to work in the state of Washington.
Right.
So they circumvented the repeal by just putting new legislation. But still, I mean, from a perspective of morality, it makes no sense at all to have anybody in jail for nonviolent marijuana crimes when I could walk three blocks down the street from my then apartment and purchase whatever I wanted.
Yeah, there are people in prison for weed while the dirtbags who put them there are now on the boards of these companies that are selling legal marijuana. Yeah.
And they're prohibiting a lot of these people who've been convicted from working in the marijuana industry.
Yeah, I can't work in the marijuana industry unless I pardon myself first.
Well, if there were one in New Hampshire, you couldn't work
there. There is a medical marijuana industry here.
True. Would you pardon yourself?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially if you broke wind, right?
When I break wind, I fix it.
So if you want to join us, you can. Let's go to Matthew. He's in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
All right, I got a Lindsey Graham joke. Tell me if you've heard it. A reporter comes up to Lindsey Graham and says, can I ask you something? And Lindsey Graham turns around and says, war! Why, what was the question?
He said what?
Nice. He said war.
Oh, war. Okay, I couldn't quite make it out.
No matter what the question is, war is the answer.
For the government, that's definitely true. Matthew, was that all you had?
No, yeah, that was about all I had. I mean, I was just thinking about all of this, you know, in light of Trump withdrawing.
You got any other Friday funnies, man?
Doesn't sound like
down here we're voting for governor, so you've got Satan and Satan's cousin and Satan's brother-in-law.
Really heating up then.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. That's like, apparently all of these people are worth, you know, absolutely nothing. And for parish president, oh, my God, forget about it. Jesus.
So have you heard about this story out of New Orleans, Matthew, where a man facing a felony marijuana charge, they couldn't find enough jurors to actually sit on a jury?
Yeah, that does not surprise me at all. I hadn't heard about it because, like I said, the elections are taking up all the news coverage. But the people in New Orleans are like, at this point, marijuana? Really? No. Scare us with something a little bit more serious, like Chinese fentanyl. Da-da-da-da.
Well, of course, New Orleans, or not New Orleans, but Louisiana has been known for being incredibly harsh on cannabis arrests over the years.
New Orleans itself is so laid back that, you know, the biggest thing that the people in New Orleans are worried about is, you know, the drainage system. You have to keep the drainage system going. Otherwise, you know, don't worry about spending your time in jail. You're going to drown.
Yeah. Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
It's hard to keep the drainage system working when you're beneath sea level.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. They learned that a few years back.
So do you suppose that this is this unfindable jury or whatever, is this nullification in action? I mean, it sounds like nullification.
Well, it's pre-nullification. Yeah. They made a mistake. If you're going in to nullify as a juror, then you really should not tell the prosecutor that.
Yeah, you don't want to tell your aunt.
And you don't put it in the questionnaire. Don't put it in anywhere. Let it be your little surprise. You're saving a life. If you have to tell a couple of lies, it's okay.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. We'll tell you more about what happened in New Orleans with this case. And, of course, take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click masternotes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves by dialing calling in toll-free. You don't have to call about jury nullification or pre-jury nullification in this case in New Orleans, where it looks like they couldn't even find enough jury members to sit on a jury for a marijuana charge, felony-level marijuana charge. We'll get deeper into that story, and your calls and thoughts are welcome about whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And the captain.
And do want you to know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then Liberty.menu is the place for you to list the things that you do, like, say, your business or maybe an event that you help promote or coordinate. Perhaps you have digital content that you're the creator of. You'd like to promote that, too. There are categories for all those things over at Liberty.menu. It's like a libertarian business directory, and it's very, very nice. It looks good. It's easy to use. It's free. So go to Liberty.menu, unless, of course, you don't want free publicity for the things that you are doing. So, again, that's Liberty.menu. And, you know, sometimes you don't want people to know you're a libertarian. I don't live that way, but there are some people who are like that. If you want to get some free exposure for the things that you're into, go to Liberty.menu. As we go to the phones and back to your calls and thoughts with Dave in Colorado. Is this Dave Ridley?
Yes, this is normally Dave Ridley in New Hampshire, but I'm still in Colorado.
Dave, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Dave's not here. Dave's not here, man.
So, you know, this the crisis in Kurdistan is an interesting libertarian ethical question, because
I don't know what the crisis is. Can you explain it to me?
Okay, so basically, as I understand it, Trump sort of summarily withdraws U.S. Trigger troops, small number of them that were kind of there to keep the peace between, you know, Kurdistan and Turkey to some extent. He just pulls them all out, gives Turkey the green light to go in. That, you know, my understanding of the situation. And so the Turks are just like slaughtering the Kurdish Kurds right now. And
Okay, so actually this is basically what libertarians would call for, right, is removing the U.S. troops from around the world.
We do want that to happen. This is one of those cases where it's why, like, probably the least. These troops are probably doing less harm than most U.S. troops, and they're certainly, the Kurds wanted them to stay. So what do we do about it? Well, we can't advocate for the use of tax dollars to fix this problem like so many Americans are doing right now, that the ones that want their troops to go back in. I had a couple of ideas for what we as individuals can do about this, and I've done a couple of things myself. One thing that I think would be useful is if you've got any kind of organization, there's no reason why you have to be a government to recognize another country, right? Kurdistan wants independence, just like some of us in New Hampshire want independence. And there's no reason why the average organization can't just go ahead and recognize Kurdish independence themselves. So I would encourage anyone that runs any kind of organization of any size, if you can get away with it, just have your organization recognize them. I've got a poll up now. I run nhexit.com, so I've put up a poll there. Should we recognize Kurdistan?
Well, excellent. Okay.
Groovy.
What else? Anything else?
Well, there are many other things that could be done that probably most people haven't thought of. One idea would be, any American with a passport can just go there, and there's no reason why it has to be U.S. Government officials who are there trying to discourage Turkish action, and an average U.S. civilian could do it, especially if they get pressed.
Yeah, if you want to go fight for Kurdistan, then be my guest. Just
I'm not
don't make me pay for
fight.
It.
I'm not necessarily saying fight. I'm saying this more like be there as a human shield. I don't think I can get a passport, so I don't think I can do it myself. But anyone that has a passport can. U.S. officials could always resign and go do something themselves. And most of us live within 100 miles of a Turkish consulate. There's no reason you can't go straight to the consulate and demonstrate. I did something not so different inside the Bulgarian embassy during the Cold War, so it can be done.
Yeah, if you care a lot about this particular conflict, then there are ways for you to get involved that don't involve you demanding that the government goons extract wealth from your neighbors who may not care about the conflict, who may not want to pick sides or get involved, because I don't know anything about it. You know, I wouldn't want to say for sure that these Kurd guys are good and the Turkish guys are bad. I bet there's bad guys on both sides. That's just my guess, knowing, you know, governments and how they tend to work. But like I said, my level of ignorance is near 100% on this particular conflict. And so, therefore, I shouldn't be forced to take one side or the other. And I certainly shouldn't be forced to fund some sort of middleman going in there and trying to keep the peace. I'm in favor of peace, but I'm not in favor of it if it has to be brought at the point of a gun against the people in the United States, because that's what backs up all government programs. So any money that's going to pay troops that are in this area is being forcibly extracted from people, and that actually decreases peace right there.
There is you could say there are no hero nations, but there is a long history in Kurdistan of betrayal by the West and relatively moderate behavior by the people who were, considering the nasty neighborhood they're in, this is a people that behave with an unusual amount of dignity and restraint. That's just not normally found in that part of the world, especially while they're all at war for years on end. So I think there's something compelling about their case, and as a secessionist, it especially reaches my heart.
Dave, thank you for the call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, according to, looks like, NOLA.com, as in New Orleans, Louisiana. They are reporting here, Matt Sledge writes, that all New Orleans prosecutors had to do was convince six people that a waiter at a famed French Quarter restaurant was guilty of a felony marijuana charge. But as it turned out, there weren't enough people willing to consider that possibility on Tuesday. Potential jurors who said they don't think marijuana should be illegal helped scotch the planned trial of Antoine Server Jabbar Kenzie before he could face the music. He was charged with possession of marijuana with intent to distribute after cops caught him with an ounce.
Oh, my God. That's a huge amount. Wow.
Of pot on Bourbon Street. Call it a sign of the times. Ad hoc criminal district court judge Dennis Waldron halted the selection process after 20 out of 25 potential jurors were dropped, and no more jurors remained in the pool for the day. Some jurors were let go for other reasons, but the judge said Wednesday that a, quote, significant number were dismissed on prosecutors' challenges. The judge specifically highlighted the jurors who voiced their opinions on, quote, whether or not marijuana should be the subject of criminal laws outlawing it. So this was one of the questions during the jury selection process, or voir dire, as they call it in Latin.
Which is actually is French for jury tampering.
Is that right?
Yes.
So,
well, it's French. It's not. It doesn't really mean jury tampering.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how to speak French. Criminal law is outlawing it. So they asked the question of the potential jurors. They just asked them straight out for their opinion about cannabis. They want to know if they had a preconceived notion about this particular issue, and they want to pick the jurors that supposedly don't, right? The ones that, well, I don't have any opinion about that, or whatever, or that they support the laws. Obviously, they're going to let those people on the jury if they can, but so many of them were opposed to the laws, they basically, I don't know if they're going to scrap the process entirely or just try it again. We'll get into more on the story. You can also share your thoughts. Is this the end of marijuana prohibition we're seeing?
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you right now over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop in to one of those, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight in that studio, it's Ian here.
Nobody.
And the captain.
So, again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. It is a trading platform, and there are a lot of trading platforms out there on the Internet for cryptocurrency. This one's specific to Bitcoin Cash. There are dozens of payment methods that you can use. But what really makes local.bitcoin.com special are the privacy features, meaning they are not interested in knowing who you are. There's no ID requirement to sign up for the site, and the communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, so you actually have privacy for the first time, from what I can tell, from pretty much any trading platform out there. It's pretty cool. Go to local.bitcoin.com, and you can get started trading Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. Maybe you're new to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, get started over at bitcoin.com. It's a great place to go and learn some of the basics. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, more about this New Orleans cannabis case where jurors refused to even be seated on the jury over in New Orleans, where a man was facing felony cannabis distribution charges. We'll tell you more about that, but Travis is on the line in Jackson, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Travis.
How are you doing today? Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I was listening today, and I just heard your advertisement for freeonceofkratom.com, and I'm definitely doing it. I just called in to talk about Kratom a little bit. Kratom saved my life.
Really?
If you go on YouTube, there's a lot of, like, great testimonials about it. And
how did it save your life?
I had an anxiety and depression, and I was an alcoholic, and it was difficult. And eventually I got off alcohol. I don't touch the stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I started using Kratom, and it gives me energy. It makes me, it helps quite a bit.
To get off the alcohol? Because some people have said they've used Kratom to break addictions. Or did you beat alcohol before you started using Kratom?
I beat alcohol before. I was off alcohol for about a year, and then I got on the Kratom. The thing about Kratom is that the big pharmaceutical companies want to shut it down because they're making all the money off these pills. And Kratom can help anyone with their pains. It helps with a lot of things. It can help with anxiety, depression. Like, when I do my Kratom, it just goes away. And they're trying to make it illegal. They're trying to make it illegal. So
I know there are some states where it already is illegal. And if I recall correctly, the federal government several years ago had a proposal to add it to the schedule, right, the drug schedule, where they – basically, they wanted to put it – I don't know if it was Schedule 1 that they wanted to put it on, but they wanted to add it to that schedule where any of the scheduled drugs, it's going to be some sort of a criminal charge if you get caught with it. Failed at doing this because so many people who have stories like you, including people who have defeated addiction or whatever with Kratom, came out and said, look, this helped me, and they wrote so many impassioned pleas to these bureaucrats that these bureaucrats actually didn't move ahead with the prohibition. It was shocking that they were actually talked out of it, but that's what happened. But as you pointed out, it hasn't stopped the state governments from trying to and successfully prohibiting it. So,
isn't Kratom naturally derived? I mean, isn't it similar in that it's not processed?
Yes, I mean, it's processed by humans,
what's it derived from? It's a plant.
Yeah,
right?
it's a coffee related plant of some sort.
It's not a coffee-related plant.
That's what I've read.
Well, try it. You guys should try it. It's great.
I have.
It's mitragynine. It's kind of like an opiate, but it's not an opiate. It's leaves from a tree. So there's a kratom tree, and there's leaves from it. Now, there's a few different strands. There's red, white, and green. And, like, green, I do green because green gives me energy. And the way it works is you can take it in several different methods. It doesn't taste that good, but I mix mine with coffee, and I take the green strands because they're much more energy. I drink, and there's many different kinds of sub-strands. There's, like, I do green Vietnam or
Have you had any negative effects? Is it, anything on the negative side that you've, experienced?
It is supposedly habit-forming. What have you experienced, Travis?
Yeah, it's habit forming. It definitely is. But for me, it's better than the alternative because, I mean, addiction runs in my family and stuff like that. So I have an addictive personality. So it's better for me to do that. And
you've been more productive, basically, on this product than others that have harmed you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because when I get drunk, I'm useless. But if I get Kratom, I can go to work. I can function pretty much.
Yeah, it's hard to work effectively when you're wasted. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Travis. I appreciate the story. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I swear I read that it was somehow related to the coffee plant. I guess I'll have to take another look at that. But, I did do a little experimenting with Kratom, as did you, Nobody, over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And you had a pretty amazing effect, at least on one occasion.
Yeah, it's my...
And your ADD, is that right?
Yeah, it really seemed to be helping me with the ADD on one particular day. The issue that I have with it is I found it unpredictable in terms of how much effect it was going to have and how much to take in order to get the effect that I wanted. But that might be something that over time I could learn to control. So still, I would rather have Adderall or Provigil these days. But I would definitely be open if there was somebody who could, like, you know, show me how to dose it. I would definitely be open to trying kratom for that also.
But the reason I asked the caller was that I've heard nothing but positive effects from the people who have tried it for a variety of things, whether it's depression, anxiety, ADD, aches and pains, you know, chronic knee, you know, guy got injured in high school playing football or whatever, and his knee's been killing him his whole life, and he takes some kratom and like, oh, he can walk without pain again, you know, like, oh, that's weird, you know. So that's why I was asking the caller. I haven't heard anybody say, I've taken it and I've had some kind of negative effect. I've heard zero.
Yeah, it does say here, just looking at the Wikipedia article about Mitrigaina, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, Mitrigaina speciosa, which is commonly known as kratom. It says here it is in the coffee family. So that may explain why it does have a habit-forming aspect to it, why it does have kind of an uplifting feel to it. I'll say this, John Bush, who's the longtime liberty activist that is behind the company that actually is advertising with our podcast, I think the ads are on the radio as well, but freeounceofkratom.com, that's his site for Brave Botanicals. He's the one who sent us like kind of like a variety pack so we could try out some of the different types here.
The sampler pack.
Yep, and so I did try the Green Dragon, I think was what it was called, and that one definitely, I felt like, you know, maybe a little more productive on that, but I don't have like ADD. So it wasn't like a oh my god moment for me or anything like that. It was pleasant. It didn't distract me from getting things done. It seemed to help with the focus maybe a little bit for me. So it wasn't unpleasant, and I did it. It was several days for like a week in a row, and then I noticed that my nose was itching. And I wasn't snorting it.
You didn't want to be known as that guy.
I wasn't snorting the kratom, but I kept itching like the bottom part of my nose, and I looked it up, and that's not uncommon. That's a side effect for some people, not for everybody.
Okay,
effect of opiates as well.
That's right, and it does affect your opiate receptors, as I understand it, which is one of the reasons why it helps people get off of some serious opiates. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. You bring up whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And you can help support Free Talk Live like Leah H. has done with the Free Talk Live AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. If you like what we do and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier like Leah H. has done, and you can, for $5 a month, help us get on more radio stations. We're on over 200 stations as of now, over an entire week, and we can be on 300 or 400. It's definitely possible, but it does take money. It does take time. It takes outreach. And that's what the AMP program helps to helps us do. So you'll get some cool perks, some benefits, being an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. PayPal, credit card, Bitcoin, BTC. You can sign up with any one of those at amp.freetalklive.com. Back to your phone calls and thoughts. Brian is on the line in Colorado Springs. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
I just had a couple of questions for you guys.
Yeah.
Is that Rob that's running as nobody?
Rob?
Rich.
Yeah, who's running as nobody for governor?
Nobody's running as nobody for governor.
I am the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
You changed your name.
Yeah, Rich. Okay, I'm sorry.
I legally changed my name to nobody, though.
Oh, nice.
He got some press for it, too, right?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. Check out Boston Globe. Check out electnobody.com, and you'll see some pointers.
Yeah, I want to do a press rundown probably this weekend if I get a chance, just kind of listing all the different press you got over the last week, because there was a little bit of it. I mean, it went as far as, the UK, I think?
Yeah, I was going to say, there was a Metro UK article or something.
Yep.
So, nobody.com, is that where you...
Electnobody.com.
Where you go to donate? Can you donate to that?
You can send a gift.
I don't accept campaign contributions because that means I would have to do paperwork, but you can send me a gift and a great deal of, and I have dedicated my life, my fortune, and my sacred honor to the pursuit of liberty, so it will certainly help me in the fight.
Okay, all right. And aren't nobody, you just send a gift? Is that it? You have your, like, your Bitcoin wallet on there, or what?
If you go to electnobody.com, there is a donate tab, which probably, I guess, should be a gift tab. And there will, there's a Bitcoin Cash. There's a PayPal address that you can send to, Stellar Lumens and Dash.
Very good. Brian, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. So again, that's electnobody.com. Although it made me curious, what happens when you go to nobody.com and it doesn't really seem to be, it says be a nobody. And there's like generic stock footage of people walking on the street.
Interesting.
Not really sure what the point of it is.
Huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, check electnobody.com. That's the official campaign website. And that is where you announced today, Nobody, that you are officially running for governor here in New Hampshire in 2020. And this actually makes you the second declared candidate in the Republican race, the first being the current governor, Chris Sununu, who I believe is on his second term right now. So it sounds like he's going for a third term in 2020 here in New Hampshire. For listeners that are unfamiliar, it is a two-year term for governor. So most states are used to like 4 years. I think that's pretty common in most places. Here it's only two. So you basically get in and you're already on your way out the door. It's 2 years is not a long time.
Yep.
So they always have to keep defending their positions.
And what was the bit about why you declared as Republican?
Is it
because the Libertarian Party isn't recognized or something?
That's one reason.
Well, because the system is rigged.
Well,
And also because I'm not a fan necessarily of running joke candidates in the Libertarian Party. And I'm not completely that, but I'm partially that. So I want people to continue to take the Libertarian Party seriously, and I want people to take the Republican Party less seriously.
So does this mean you're not going to be searching for a Libertarian cross nomination?
Well, I believe that I will know whether I have the Republican nomination before the Libertarians have to choose.
I don't think you will.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure how I'm going to strategize on that, then. Okay. We shall see.
So part of the other reason why he did this, beyond the fact that it's hard to be a Libertarian candidate, even if you weren't considering yourself a partial joke candidacy. And, you know, I don't think it's a joke. I mean, it's a funny thing, but you really are running for governor. You would take the office if you were.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely take the office, and I've got my first day in office mapped out already. It's going to be spent signing pardons.
I wonder if you have to sign everyone individually, or can you sign, like, a group pardon where you only have to sign it once and it just affects an entire group of people?
I'm hoping that I'll be able to list out make a whole list of people and sign it once.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
If not, I will try to get a rubber stamp made of my signature. And
that's a good plan. So check him out at electnobody.com. We also had a call in about the Kratom plant. We were talking about the news out of New Orleans with a guy who they couldn't even find a jury to bring him up on felony cannabis distribution charges. So we can talk about all those things. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So back to the story here by NOLA.com about a man who was a waiter at a restaurant and caught with an ounce of marijuana. The police charged him.
Does it say how he got caught? Because, I mean, it's not uncommon for people in the food service industry or the alcohol industry to be stoners.
Yeah, and, oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, and an ounce isn't that much, so it's like, it sounds like...
I'm guessing he was smoking out back of the, or out front of the restaurant or something like that, and they just probably smelled it and got him. That's my guess.
Sucks.
How else? I mean, what's the most common way to get caught? Some cop smells it, right?
Yeah.
Or they harassed him for some other reason, patted him down, and they found it that way.
Right.
I'd say it's probably one or the other, but that's pure speculation. But here's the rest of the story. So, again, the good news here that we were cheering for earlier was that they had 25 potential jurors, and 20 out of them, when asked the question about how they felt about marijuana laws. Quote, whether or not marijuana should be the subject of criminal laws outlawing it was how it was set in court. They said, you know, yeah, we think it should be legal. And so they got dismissed, which didn't leave enough people for the actual jury. And they only needed six. It wasn't a full 12-person jury. It was a 6-person jury. Yeah. They couldn't even find six of them. But unfortunately,
you know, normally the system fails, but in this time it failed appropriately.
Well, the system didn't fail. The people did the right thing.
Right.
And that's good. If enough people refuse to enforce bad laws, they can't prosecute. This is something we want to happen every time they bring somebody up on cannabis or other drug charges, where there's no victim, there's no crime. And
not harming anybody. Leave them alone.
And if jury members had enough information about jury nullification and they knew that they could use their conscience, because most of them don't know that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think enough people know about jury nullification or what that term even means.
I don't think they chose to nullify. I think it's just marijuana laws have become so unpopular that this just happened naturally, where people just honestly answered the question of, yeah, I don't believe that these are good laws.
It would be so nice if we're turning a corner on that. I mean, like, as a society, as people.
It would also be interesting if the jurors who were turned away sued.
For what?
Well, basically, they were deprived of their right to serve on a jury by...
I don't think they're going to have standing because they just got eliminated as part of the standard objections.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
The process, but...
It's
here's
irritating they
bad
can do
news.
That,
well, you want to be irritated? Here's the bad news, okay? So, dude's getting all... He got this great luck, right? Jury couldn't be seated in his case. I mean, that is an amazing sign. You would take that as a sign that you've got a good case, right? Like, if you were going to move ahead, it's going to be hard to find people to convict you.
Mm-hmm.
But on Wednesday, prosecutors agreed to amend Mr. Kenzie's felony charge to a misdemeanor under a plea agreement. Kenzie agreed to spend 12 weekend days in jail and forfeit the $100 in cash that he was carrying with him on Bourbon Street in January. Kenzie's sentence is far shorter than the years he might have faced if he'd been convicted as charged. His attorney said it showed that the district attorney's office bowed to the people's will on marijuana crimes. So instead of going ahead and saying, go ahead, take me to trial, keep trying to see the jury, you know, good luck, he took a plea.
Yeah.
And so now he gets a mark on his record, and
misdemeanor
it's going to have all sorts of effects on him later on. And we know how it goes. We've heard the story.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. They got a conviction, and he gets to go spend 12 weekend days in jail. So it's basically 6 weekends he's going to sit in jail. So at least he gets to go to work during the week. But that's crap. More coming up here. You can join us. Take control of the airwaves. The latest on Libra is next.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves, and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now, and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money.
I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.